has boosted business for crematorium manager Jorg Schaldock and his family, but nobody is celebrating. Situation is a little bit tense for us at the moment, Schaldock said, as another undertaker's van pulled up outside. The crematorium would typically have 70 to 100 caskets on site at this time of year, when the flu season takes its toll on the elderly. Ah, Meissen is near Dresden, in Saxony. Thanks, Poulenc. The situation is a little bit tense. The crematorium would typically have 70 to 100 caskets. It's normal for more people to die in winter. The state of Saxony, where Meissen is located, includes 6 of the 10 worst-hit counties in Germany. Schaldock says the crematorium is doing its best to keep up with demand, firing up the twin furnaces every 45 minutes and managing 60 cremations a day. The ashes still end up in the right urn, he said. Sorry, that was a bit dark, but it was very funny to me. Sorry, I'm drinking water today. I forgot to drink water for a few days, and it was kind of like, oh no! So I'm trying my best to remember to drink water, and not just tea. Landskreis. Alright, sorry, I'm a little everywhere today. I'm not as frazzled as I was yesterday, but I'm still, like, going all over the place. You know what I need? I need some wine and cognac from France. That's where that stuff comes from, or at least that's where a lot of it comes from. But guess what? AFP's letting us know, France 24 is letting us know, new US tariffs on French wine and cognac are coming into force. The EU regretted a new wave of US tariffs on French and German products that came into force on Tuesday and said it would seek a trade truce with the incoming Biden administration. The tariffs are yet another chapter in a 16-year spat over subsidies for aircraft manufacturers Airbus and Boeing that turned increasingly sour under President Trump. French exporters were hit with hiked tariffs on wine and cognac, while Germany saw new levies on aeronautical parts. The Commission takes note of today's entry into force of U.S. tariffs arising from the WTO, the World Trade Organization, Airbus case on aircraft subsidies. The EU executive handles trade matters for the bloc's 27 member states. As we've made clear before, we regret that the United States chose to add further EU products to its retaliation list. The EU is looking forward to engaging constructively with the new US administration to resolve this long-lasting dispute as part of a renewed transatlantic agenda. French wine and spirits exporters believe the new tariffs will cost the sector 1 billion euros in sales, with the cognac business especially punished.
It's 22, but no, we started in July of 2020, right after the pandemic lockdown started, so this yellow jacket keeps following me. I think it's because my hair smells like flowers. Alright, sorry. As I'm trying to stay out of the way of the critters. Hey, and a Southwest jet flying just due south today. Not going to fly over the garage, though. Alright. Enough of all this meta details. If you want to hang out and chat during the show, all you gotta do is SSH over to sdf.org, and then once you're there, just type com, C-O-M, press enter, and type G for go to. And once you're done, once you're there, type anon radio, all lowercase, all one word, and boom. You are now in the anon radio room, hanging out with the cool people. If you would like, you can also connect to Jabber. Sometimes it works. At least the chat room for me is kind of hit or miss. But all you got to do is connect to the Jabber service and then go to anonradio at conference.jabber.sdf.org. It's a mouthful, I know. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and connect over to Com. All you got to do is, if you set up your Com RC, all you got to do is type COM. And boom, you're in the room. the Cascading Archives. Oh no. Hey, Fog. Welcome, welcome. Oh man, what did I miss? That's very funny. Hey, and Tobes in the house. Fog LCD is a huge Top Gear fan. Z-Man's in the house. All right.
Hey, Jay LaMoth, welcome. We are all time travelers. I'm late, as usual. Well, not really as usual. I thought I'd been doing good on time, but today, here's the short work thing from today. I'm working. So one, I missed my therapy appointment because I was working and I lost track of time. And then two, I was like, I bet you I'm going to be late for a non-radio because I was late. I missed my appointment. I don't have track of time today. And sure enough, F-Fog saw a really cool blue Geo Metro the other day and it had a sticker that said, I'm giving her all she's got, Captain. Time seems to be a prevailing theme in my life lately. I keep losing track of time. The show's been going on for a year or two longer than I thought it had been going on. It's just a trip. I'm excited. We're making moves. We're making news. Lots going on. But yeah, so we'll see. Here's the real kicker. If I go to my appointment, if I make it to my therapy appointment, it costs me $10. His insurance covers it. If I go to an appointment, I hate our. I got a lot of hate. I got a lot of rage. I'm ragey today too. I don't know why. But anyway, I get rather annoyed because there are so many big trucks that come and go through past our building here. Anyway, yeah, I need a TARDIS, that is for sure. One of my friends here in town, he drives a Geo Metro. He has had that Metro since it was new. So it's very old, has tons of miles on it. Alright, so here's the deal. I had to go in and remove this web server had been running for a million years. And so like it still has like an ancient version of SSL on it. And a guy was like, hey, I need to be able to run my blah, blah, blah report. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, I always go to this one server. It's like, nobody's used that server in years. And it's like, no, I use it all the time. It's like, oh dear. So, case of forgotten server. Anyway, we are here near the roadways waiting for Harley Guy. He may or may not show up, but we're really here for news. So, let's get into it. Let's look at the news. That's what we're here for. First, we start again, in South Korea, a man in his 20s was caught hours after stabbing a teacher at a high school on Friday. According to Daejeon Daedok Police Station, the suspect entered the high school at around 10 a.m. and stabbed the teacher multiple times before fleeing. Around 200 police were mobilized to catch the suspect. The man was nabbed 8 kilometers away. That was a motorcycle. Very loud motorcycle. Alright, here's a guy doing a U-turn. Almost got run over. Gotta love that. See what else is happening. Lots of shitty cars just gunning it to go down this little 35 mile an hour road. Alright, sorry. I'm in a mood. I'm trying to not be. Anyway, the suspect stabbed his teacher. 200 police were activated, and they caught the guy. The incident came a day after a vehicle attack and stabbing rampage that we talked about yesterday. And another man in his 20s was caught holding a sharp object at the express bus terminal last Friday. It's wild and crazy times in South Korea. If you're planning on making a visit, might want to pack a knife. I don't know. I'm not sure what to tell you there. In Mali, they have soldiers were killed in a jihadist ambush near Niger. Several Malian soldiers were killed in the jihadist ambush on Thursday of an army convoy heading for Niger. A military official and local official both said on Friday.
According to an initial assessment, we lost 6 men. We can speak about 20 people if we count the dead, wounded, and missing, said a local official, stressing that the balance sheet is not yet very clear. It's looking pretty rough. At least some dead, up to 20. I'm not holding my breath. Sounds like it was a pretty big attack. In the United States, we didn't blow anybody up today. No, nay, nay. Nay, nay. This is a warning to you and to all your friends who say, drink up. You can't drink too much water. An Indiana mother of two died after drinking too much water too quickly. Ashley Summers was enjoying a visit to Indiana's Lake Freeman over the 4th of July weekend when she told those around her she was feeling dehydrated, lightheaded, and couldn't drink enough water. After consuming multiple bottles of water in a short span, she went home, where she passed out. Her family rushed her to the IU Health Arnett Hospital, but she never regained consciousness, succumbing to water toxicity. It was a shock to all of us when they first started talking about water toxicity. It was like, this is a thing? I mean, who hasn't heard of this yet? Apparently they hadn't, because they were surprised. Anything you put in your body can kill you. Anything around you in your environment can kill you. It's all about how much of it you have. Everything you need to live will also kill you. Let's see. Someone said she drank 4 bottles of water in 20 minutes. So it was like 64 ounces in 20 minutes. It's relatively rare, according to the physician at the hospital. Now what we're concerned about is just drinking too much water in a short period of time. Your kidneys can really only clear out about a liter of water per hour. The doctor said it's a good idea when spending a lot of time outside in hot weather to continue to eat or drink things with electrolytes, in addition to plain water. Helping maintain the balance of water and sodium in the blood. Things to look out for are if you just start feeling really out of it, very tired, very fatigued. Sometimes patients feel like they're starting to have a mild headache or just feeling overall unwell. Those can be early signs of water intoxication. So if you're really concerned that you or your family is not acting right and you're worried about water toxicity, don't hesitate to call 911. According to Scientific American, people have died from the condition in everything from an on-air drinking contest to a fraternity hazing ritual. Clubbers, particularly those on drugs like MDMA, can be susceptible to the condition as they sweat profusely and rehydrate with water over hours of dancing. So, hey, it sounds like a motorcycle. Oh, it was White Shadow Guy. White Shadow Guy. He's wearing short sleeve shirt, like a silk shirt today, but he is wearing long pants, so I guess that's a step up from the shorts and t-shirt he normally wears. Looks like he's going to a job interview or something. Anyway, we've got about 4 minutes to go before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. We haven't really covered much, but that's because I'm in a way, so we're just trying to make it through. I did have 2 stories I wanted to talk to you about. You know what I want to talk about? Because we didn't talk about it, and I was really excited about it. And you know what? We're going to talk about it today, by golly. Australian mining company Fortescue is working to clean up its own operations by 2030, while developing green solutions it can sell to others. It's forking out into green tech through a subsidiary called Fortescue Future Industries, which has recently acquired Williams Advanced Engineering. Today, being when this article came out earlier, the two companies announced their first project, an electric infinity train designed to move loads of iron ore without ever needing to be charged. The infinity train has the capacity to be the world's most efficient battery electric locomotive. The regeneration of electricity on the downhill loaded sections will remove the need for the installation of renewable energy generation and recharging infrastructure, making it a capital-efficient solution for eliminating diesel and emissions from our rail operations. So essentially, while details are scant at this point, it seems what's happening here is that for one or more of their mining sites, the teams calculate there's enough downhill slope and braking opportunities in the loaded direction to charge up the battery regeneratively,
And the train is so much lighter when it's unloaded, the battery can take it all the way back to the mine and start the journey again without needing a charge. So it's a very interesting project, and we're fascinated to learn more as it progresses. So this is just one of their impressive and growing list of green tech projects. They're working on an ammonia-powered ship in operation, as well as a hydrogen fuel cell using ammonia-fueled trains. And then it wants to use some of this power to make hydrogen if it can. So yeah, Infinity Train. That's something I wanted to talk about. Tobe loves an LD50. Let's see, LCD pointing out mining operations will never be clean. Mining is dirty. Electric trains won't fix all the water and land pollution generated by mining. It's true. Any resource extraction you do from the earth hurts the earth. Let's see, Jay Lamo saying this was many years ago, as evidenced by the prize. Oh yeah, the radio. The lady got a Nintendo Wii. Jay Lamo remembering that story. Yeah, that was the big story. That was how I learned about water toxicity. F-Fog trying to chug water. Alright. Jay LaMoth, you're right. I sure hope Blue Harley Guy comes back, because he was kind of like the checkout girl on the Dubious Goals Committee. Anyway, we've only got about a minute to go, probably a few seconds. I'm going to recharge this weekend. I've got to change my brakes,